It's time for Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and Miss Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Bar Nguyen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Kim had a schedule conflict, so Melanie will be digesting the headlines with me today. The FDA and the New York State Attorney General's office recently took action against four of the nation's largest retailers for label fraud. Herbal supplements sold at GNC, Target, Walgreens, and Walmart were found not to contain the ingredients on the label. Ginseng supplements contained only garlic and rice. The memory enhancer herbal product called Ginkgo Biloba only contained radish, houseplants, and wheat. Perhaps somebody there lost their memory during the formulation process. It also looks like they might have forgotten what the words wheat and gluten-free mean, which were clearly listed on the label. Even GNC is selling products with unlisted ingredients like peanuts and soybeans, potentially life-threatening if you have allergies. Melanie, what is a person to do that wants to take herbal products but clearly can't rely on honest manufacturers?
Well, Dr. Friedman, it is kind of scary to hear about peanuts and soybeans, and these things aren't even on the labels. Right. And if you have really scary allergies, I mean, it can be quite frightening, and it's a really huge industry with not a lot of regulation. So one thing you can do, you can grow your own herbs, because so many of these herbal supplements people take, you know, are really like basil and oregano, rosemary, right, thyme, mint, wonderful herbs, and it's so easy. I grow all of those things myself. I use them for cooking. I use them mashed down with a little olive oil, and then you can burn them as an essential oil and make them smell wonderful in your house.
Right.
You can use them in body oils, like mint is really good for dry skin. You know, it has that tingling bit, and you don't need to take a lot of time to grow these things. You can grow them in the winter inside. You can even have chia. There's like chia head,
yes,
you know, herbs that you can grow all these things, and they're so easy. And so you can use them for a myriad of different things.
Right. And there's actually, I think it's a website called herbkits.com is a place you can go, one that I found, a lot of them online. You can grow them, as you said, indoors in the winter and outside. And I'll be honest, I'm a perfect example. I'm super busy. I don't have a green thumb. I successfully grow my own herbs and even wheatgrass in my kitchen. So, as you said, it's not a big deal. If you can give water to your dog, give juice to your kids, you can pour a little water in these plants. It really is not that
hard.
Well,
you can. And even like wheatgrass goes great in smoothies. You can grow alfalfa, you know, in a window. That goes great in them. And then, of course, using all these other things, you can blend them. You can use a coffee grinder to process them down into a paste. And then as a paste, they're usable for a whole bunch of things that you can use, you know, not only for the dry skin, but for relaxation and massage and, you know, anxiety, so many different things.
So many different things.
There you go.
A lot of people listening says, hey, I'm not going to grow my own. How do I get them at the store? So let me share my ABCs so you know what you get what you're paying for. ABCs, A is for absorption. Look for whole food sources. Specifically, words I like to see in parentheses on the label is leaf, fruit, extract, plant, stem, root, or seed. These are good words. They mean they're naturally derived, better absorbed. Stay clear of compressed pills containing binders, fillers, waxes, and artificial colorings. B for the ABC stands for balance. If you look at fruits and vegetables, plants, legumes, and nuts, they don't contain massive amount of nutrients. It's usually man-made supplements and herbal products that have hundreds of thousands of milligrams listed. More is not always better. It's about balance, not necessarily dosage. I like supplements with fruit and vegetable blends listed on the ingredients. And C stands for certification. Look for products that are certified GMP. That stands for good manufacturing practices. This ensures stringent tests have been passed for quality, purity, and safety. You can also look for USP on the label. Stands for United States Pharmacopeia. That also ensures you're getting what you pay for. So those are my ABCs. And we have another headline here from NBC News. Scientists have discovered the mechanism in marijuana that gives people the munchies and are using this information to develop marijuana-based drugs to help patients with anorexia, including anorexia-caused diseases such as cancer and AIDS. Melanie, last year you and I interviewed the deputy director of the National Cannabis Association. She shared some great, amazing research on medicinal properties of smoking pot. What's your opinion on this latest anti-anorexia focus?
Well, I think that, you know, we've always known this, you know, known about the munchies business. And besides, it's been used in place of Compazine to help that nausea for cancer patients so that they eat. And I know a guy with pancreatic cancer who lost so much weight after his Whipple, and then he was able to gain weight back and eat only because of his medicinal marijuana. And so we know that that munchies thing that has plagued hippies for 40 years can actually be helpful, especially for anorexics or for nauseous people going through chemotherapy. I think it's awesome.
You know, some people are, I hear, against marijuana because it's addictive, they say. But actually, research shows pot is ranked lowest for withdrawal symptoms, tolerance, and dependence. And it actually, Melly, I was shocked. It ranks close to caffeine in the degree of being able to quit. Cigarettes and alcohol are far more addictive. So when I hear scientists creating medicine for marijuana, I'm all for it. You know, if you look at the side effects of prescription drugs, which, by the way, include death, compared to the mild side effects of marijuana, I think science is going in the right direction.
I think so, too, and I think it's time. And if they can put drugs like OxyContin on the market, and those things are addictive and messy and nasty, then why shouldn't this be able to help people with glaucoma and cancer? You can tell I have a little passion about it. But Dr. Friedman, we have a listener question that came in from Karen in Atlanta. She says, Dr. Friedman, I have attention deficit disorder and don't want to go on medication. Are there any natural ways to remedy this issue?
Oh, interesting. ADD is so prevalent today, Melanie. I mean, we're hearing about it. So many people have it. One of the reasons is because people nowadays are bombarded with thousands of messages through social media, texts, emails, you name it. One thing research has shown that helps with ADD that's natural is exercise. That's right up your alley there with your exercise physiology background. But exercise causes your brain to release chemicals called neurotransmitters, including dopamine, which helps with attention and clearer thinking. People with ADD have less dopamine than usual in the brain, so exercise is one of there. And what about you, Melanie? Got any intake or input on the ADD?
Well, besides exercise, which, as you say, is just such a great remedy, you know, they've looked at all kinds of complementary medicine so that that she wouldn't have to really take medication necessarily. She should at least, besides talking to her doctor, try some of these others. Yoga, which is a form of exercise, meditation. They've looked at acupuncture, massage. Massage tends to help people with attention deficit disorder a lot because, as you say, the dopamine from exercise, any of those relaxing hormones that come from massage and yoga, meditation, these are all ways that she can try besides, you know, the medications that are out there.
Exactly. And they're so addictive. You know, there's some other good natural supplements, lemon balm, chamomile, passion flower, and a herbal product called skull cap are also great. Of course, look for GMP certified. I like tinctures or tea form, a little bit better than getting these pills when you look at herbal products. So teas are really good because it absorbs a lot better than some of these pills, and especially the capsules. They're not always veggie capsules, and they're also hard to digest. So what happens is you get this great ingredient inside, your body just doesn't absorb it. So that's something as well. But
so they absorb better if it's in a tea?
Oh, much better, because they're not hidden inside. And you know, you're when you swallow, it's only in your stomach for 20 minutes before it begins its journey into the colon. So you've got 20 minutes in that stomach to really break through these pills and or capsules, and that's not always easy because of the binders, fillers. So it's tough. If you've got a choice, chewables are always better, and that's not so great with herbal products. You don't find a lot of them. So tinctures or tea is the best way to go.
Cool. That's good. I like to hear that because I love to drink tea. And you know what? Even if you have ADD, this can help with anxiety disorders as well. So teas are out there, and boy, there's so many of them. You just have to read the label, see what's in them.
What were you saying, Melanie? I wasn't paying attention.
You're so funny. You're about 30 seconds,
I need some tinctures. Yeah, that concludes Chew on This, your ultimate source when you want help digesting the latest headlines. All of our Chew on This segments are available on podcast at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Find my latest health tweets on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. More to come. Stay well and stay tuned.